The housing market rocketed to new highs in July. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, sales of existing homes rose 5%, surprising many economists.
A record number of homes changed hands last month in a buying frenzy fueled by mortgage interest rates. In June, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate bottomed out at 5.2%, the lowest level on record. That drew first-time buyers into the market, says Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors, which compiles the housing data. He says what happened next stimulated the buying spree.
Interest rates started to move up. So when that happened, some people who were on the sidelines jumped into the market and took advantage of these conditions that really caused sales to surge to an unprecedented level.
Mortgage rates have risen one full percentage point since June, and housing prices have climbed along with them. Nationwide, the median home price jumped to $182,000 in July. According to Maloney, that's a 12% increase from a year ago and the biggest annual spike since 1980.
We saw a lot of pressure on prices because we've had shortages of homes available for sale, and that has resulted in a sharper than typical increase in home prices.
Maloney says double-digit price increases won't continue for long. With the economy finally poised for a solid recovery, he expects mortgage rates to stabilize in the months ahead. Sales should slow somewhat, although Maloney doesn't think the economy is facing a housing slump. He says the slowdown will be just mild enough to level the playing field for buyers and sellers, and that should help prices to cool down. Elaine Corey, NPR News.